they found that the music of British English composers and the music of French composers from a particular period where the composers were being very nationalistic, that the music that they wrote reflected the intonation patterns and duration patterns of the language, that their mother tongue, the language that they spoke. The difference between them is that English is considered a stress time language. So basically the stresses in the sentences when we speak English tend to be approximately equally spaced. So it's like da 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 da. So these are the stresses. And French is a syllable time language. As French, Spanish, a lot of these languages are languages where the syllables tend to be equally spaced in time. So da 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 da. So it's a sort of like a pattering of sounds.
Yeah, and so could you tell me exactly how the worlds of technology, music, and art really converge?
So technology, well, the language of technology is mathematics, and the language of music is, well, I guess many people consider music itself a language, but music can also be expressed mathematically. So underlying both of these things is are the mathematical principles that holds everything together. With these results, what Alex Francois did was, he's a computer scientist who does interactive applications. He created an application that would allow you to visualize and see data points in this in the durational contrast and melodic contrast space for different melodies. And for each of these melodies, you can click on it, you can select them, and what the computer program does is it uses a genetic algorithm to then generate other melodies that are like it. So this becomes a tool to generate other melodies in the same kind of style.
Okay. A little bit more about the show tonight. Mm-hmm. So what exactly are you guys trying to do with the show? Are you just trying to inform the public?
Well, we are trying to inform the public of the benefits of using scientific and a scientific approach to the study of music. So many things today are... We start throwing the latest scientific technologies at them to try to help us understand them and further advance what we know about medicine, about economics, about earthquakes. Well, you know, music is also a stream of data, just like any of these other fields. And so we can definitely also use these kinds of scientific methodologies to systematically study music and try to explain what it is.
And so how would you explain music? Like, what is music?
Oh, what is music? Well, at the most basic level, it's a stream of sounds, but maybe music is more than that, because when we experience it, we interpret it and turn it into something else that's meaningful to us.